You are listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham. It's time again for our movie review with KCT Allen. Hi, Casey.
I'm back again.
You're back, and this week you saw the action adventure film Kate. So far, this is not doing so well with audiences or critics. Give us your take.
The more I watched this movie, the more I became concerned. After Netflix released Kate on September 10th, it has been ranked as one of its most watched offerings for the past few days. So I started wondering, am I becoming old-fashioned now in my views of thorough film criticism? Am I out of touch with the current trends and tastes of young viewers today? Kate is a painfully mundane action thriller about a young, skinny white woman working as a covert assassin who goes off the rails to hunt down her killer before she dies from acute radiation poisoning. But wait for it, once she discovers she's been poisoned, she only has 24 hours left of her life. Set in the mobster underworld of Tokyo, Kate has a little bit of visual interest, with the fighting and chasing filmed under neon lights and in narrow alleyways. But not even that, and not even Mary Elizabeth Winstead's facial expressions of tedious agony can save this movie from flat dialogue and predictability. Sometimes a film will have interesting ideas or exciting parts of a story, but it still fails because it can't bring all its separate elements together. Recent examples of films like this are Transcendence with Hugh Jackman or Malcolm and Marie with Zendaya. Kate doesn't even have interesting ideas or excitement to begin with. It only seems to be interested in exploring the many ways a person can be stabbed or decapitated. Now that I've gotten all that out of my system, maybe I'm not so out of touch or old-fashioned after all. Sometimes movies are just bad. The only part of Kate I even liked was one of the handsome Japanese gangsters and his amazingly pronounced angular cheekbones.
Well, Casey, most of the critics did not like this film. Sounds like you didn't either. How's it doing at the box office?
Horrible, but that's only in my opinion because Netflix never releases any of their data or viewership numbers for different films and TV shows they release.
This film is not available in theaters, only on Netflix.
Correct, yes.
Looking ahead to this fall season, it looks like we do have quite an interesting lineup of films coming out. Tell us what's coming to theaters, and will this be enough to boost the film industry after a rough year?
Hollywood has its fingers crossed, for sure, and so do I, to a degree. But we have the James Bond film, No Time to Die, the epic science fiction drama, Dune, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Those are two big ones. And another, the Marvel superhero movie Eternals, directed by Chloe Zhao. That also looks promising, and I would think all three of those films together could help encourage a lot more viewers to get to the theater.
All right, Casey, we'll have to wait and see what happens with the fall lineup.
Yep.
Good, as always, to have you here in studio with us.
Thank you.
We'll talk next week.
And I know you have been searched, but what you don't realize is that in the back of the mortise falcon, I have a question.